Good evening, folks.
Love Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. I'm Lila, here with Dean Bell. I'll be reading from the book Six, Your Dream Visions by Dwayne, the great writer. And we will be discussing it. Joining us later, Tim Von Pinon. We have a great show for you tonight, so listen. You don't. Okay. I'll start off by reading. The real guides parade great symbols to their new students from the lower worlds of the passing dream. This is very important, and each person who has the awareness to do so should pay close attention. It is with this same idea how our dreams use certain symbols as a way to communicate to those still unaware of the all is. In the human conceived consciousness, those who pay attention to their dream visions will be shown very special symbols that relate to the real universes and the real true reality. And so the true completeness course for those involved does take time. Now one with a bigger picture, which is real and beyond the concepts of the mind and all it has. The real guides have one main purpose, and that is to get each one of their new students into the real universes to experience real freedom. A person's symbolism is based upon the purpose of concealing the true meaning of the dream experience. But it also is to help stretch the person and looking further into themselves instead of just looking through their mind and the minds of creation of others. Because the mind of man is what it is, to have real truth directly to most humans becomes dangerous, so a disguise is performed, and it is up to the individual to pursue the real meaning. To have a true heart will be given the real awareness to perceive the meanings of their dream visions, while the dark hearts will stay in the dark. The principle in man is always looking to satisfy the ideas of the ego and what it has come to know where the moral law comes into play. The rep systems justify their existence by providing their rules for people to live by. Of course, the animals and birds in nature do not have to abide by any written documents, as they seem to do fine by themselves and do not harm the environment, as they are deemed our species by educated humans who do ruin almost everything that they touch. This is called rationalization, from the invented systems to their human followers. The reason being is to how they are raised and what they've been taught. Human history repeats itself in the same morbid way all the time, because everyone keeps agreeing to the same educational standards and socially accepted ideas and situations that have always been. All of this seems to make sense to people as they continue to go about their lives, not really knowing who they are and what they are and what they're doing here. Of course, the rep systems always have an answer that keeps people's noses to the grindstone, and so most will accept the burden and intimidation of the authoritarians. Again, all one has to do to take a little time and study human history to see that what is constantly being implemented to the streams of thought, that they don't run it. They don't work in the long run. Only the real guides, the real cure for all. That's what they have. That only the real guides have the real cure for all. A fun idea would be to go to the planet, which is like the Earth, and have the whole place to yourself and possibly your friends. What's so much better is to be known by the real guides, all the endless worlds that can be reached that lie within each of us here and now. The church and their rewritten documents have given a hint at other places and levels, but do not give any real instruction as to how to get there and where they are now. They use their trinity of belief, faith, and hope as their emotional model to go by, which encumbers most people to the astral realm only. The idea is you are to believe in something and not speak another word or ask questions, because that would be sacrilegious. Actually, as the truth is revealed, it is that these headmasters do not know what they are referring to when it comes to who their gods are. As all of us are in these material realms, certain ideas do apply at times, and the gods of man will sometimes deliver from the petitions people make of them. But then these people are same old cycles and have not yet found the real universes. The real guides have been to all the various levels, and nowhere a person is best suited as they come more aware within themselves. Actuality of the endlessness of the true reality is that it is an isness. I call it the is. The true reality can only be here and now, and never in the past or in the invented future. In a person's dream vision, one is given a hint at this true reality and how it is. But it is always up to each person to determine whether they will become a risk taker or not and explore beyond the confines of their conditioned mind. Do you have any thoughts on this, Dean Powell?
Sure, Lila. Good evening. Early on, you read, I think you mentioned about detective or mystery, something of that sort. Dwayne has talked about, there's two things I wanted to mention. One is that we can be like detectives in terms of finding this isness within. We have to be like, go over it like a fine-tooth comb, all our personal ideas and considerations and everything that we have with our attitudes and all that. Be almost wary of the personal self, because it doesn't necessarily want to become aware. So we have to go through it. We don't have to, but we can go through it and really investigate what our intent is, our motivations, all the things that we think we are, and take a look at them and see if we can line them up with reality in some way, because that's the idea, is lining everything that you are up to the reality that just is. But it takes a little bit of a doing. Anything you have, creativity, imagination, cleverness, detective work, because it's not apparent. It's hidden to the personal self. The personal self cannot relate to what we're talking about. So there has to be some kind of way to see it beyond the personal self. And the personal self gets in the way a lot of times. I mean, it's right there. It's always here, but the personal self front stage many times. So how to get around it, through it, manage it. It takes a little doing, a little detective work, because it's really having to figure it out. In a sense, you're figuring it out how to relate to this reality is not relatable from the personal viewpoint. The second thing is the idea of the prison break, which I always like. We're breaking out of the matrix here. It's socially engineered to a fine. They've really done a job on the planet here, encasing us with basically everything they have: science, education, religion, philosophy, spiritual things, technology, health. Everything is tainted and meant to control a person. So how do we break out? It's another fun thing, a fun way to look at it. Again, it takes a little bit of a cleverness, imagination, you know, any of these things that you have that would see beyond what is apparent. And again, everything is set up so nicely for us, and it's not about faith or belief. It's about seeing what already just is here. But to break out of that, all these things that we have set up, both from the outside and the inside, we've set things up for ourselves, and the controllers have set things up for ourselves to be manipulated by. So it takes a bit of doing. So take your time, make sense of it. It's not about believing anything or having faith, seeing what already is there. But that's a huge accomplishment, just to do that. But you get bits and pieces of it. The isness comes and gives you a little bit here, a little bit there, as you wake up to it. And it's just about recognition. Very simple recognition. Tim, do you have anything to add to that too?
Well, about the real guides. Without them, how would we know about other levels or planes or places, and the guidance to get directed to earn our way into this real universe and out of these psych realms, how important they are, because without them, it looks like mankind would never on his own be able to do anything but think about his selfish self and this world, and that's all there is.
Right. It's just, the real universe wouldn't exist. The is wouldn't exist without these intermediaries pointing the way to it. If they weren't here, we'd be in deep trouble. Going around in circles like we have been for lifetimes. So they are a jewel for all of us to pay attention to. And, you know, with much gratitude, we thank them for taking the time to guide us, because they don't have to. Apparently Rebizar Tars doesn't appear just out of nowhere to anybody. He's, from my understanding, a little bit selective. And in general, they don't have to, if they're called upon, they don't have to, like, come around you, at least appear. I mean, they can be in the background somewhere and you don't see them, but they're not your slave, like a regular master-student relationship, because that sets up limitations for them too. They're responsible for you, and it's not about responsibility. It's just about what is at the moment, and if it makes sense to guide you and to be with you and to point the way, give you references, give you an experience in the real side. It's like randomity, like the birds who just fly here and there, and they have no set route. It's just like whatever they feel like. The kind of life is like that. So, and the real guides too, they're not bound to be your servant, which a lot of people in religions and spiritual paths, you know, they almost treat their master like that. Like, well, I'm going to pray to my master, and, you know, so he can fulfill my wishes, etc. Well, it's different than that. It's about just recognizing the is, and then they do it in a way, you know, they have the bigger view, the overview. When and what you need better than self can. So they have a so-called a greater, a true wisdom in a way, you know, not just the spiritual type of wisdom, but just, they just have a bigger view of everything, so they can help one. So we're very fortunate to have them around, very fortunate. We'd fall back into our own selves again if we didn't have them, because that's what history has shown. We just, the personal self has a strong pull, and people just go back into their regular lives and just get absorbed in pleasures and pains of the world. So it takes a lot of focus and perseverance, persistence to get on with this. A lot of people come into this and they really love it. They think it's great. And then after a while, they get the knowledge and they just sort of peter out. Or something pulls them back again because they don't have the stamina to do it. It really takes the stamina. And I see Dwayne too. I mean, he has to focus all the time. He can't, in a sense, relax. I mean, he does in the personal self, but in terms of the real awareness, life is always on. It's always on. There's not a time where it's off, like you shut the lights off, you know, like, well, it's good to rest now. Life is always on, and so is the real. It's always aware. So it's interesting the way it is. It's fascinating to me the way it is, the all is in this reality. It's just really cool. It's never like what I think it is or consider it to be. It's always fresh and new, and it's wonderful to be in this position with it.
Yeah, you're so right. And you know, you really have to look at what is going on in this world. You know, decision. Are they telling me the truth? What is going on? The news is telling you one thing. People are saying another. You know, you begin to wonder, what is real here? Is this real? And then you look to the guides that you're told about. These guides that you're aware of, you're told about them, and the adventure just begins if you realize what these guides are really here to help us, and to see that we are not alone here. Life is now. We are just every turn, it seems, we are deceived. There's more to life than just what appears. And with the guides here, they're so absolutely wonderful to give themselves to help us to see the real, what's really going on in this world. And it is a picture. And it's very, you have to be focused. You have to want to know what is real and what isn't. The paths just lead into, I believe, ask so-and-so guide to help me, or I believe and I hope and I want. You know, this is only half the picture. You really do have to want to do this, to take the adventure, to really go with what you have experienced and what you will experience. So, just stick with this. Keep your focus. And life will show you. Tim?
Yeah, I was just thinking how the guides must be looking at us right now and putting up with, they're so understanding, they see how all the funny things we do. I don't know how they could even think that mankind, at the what it looks like, is ever going to pay attention and become real students of life, what it's all about, and listen to the ones that already have gone through all the experiences and learned the lessons that it takes to get out of these psych realms. This big opportunity at the present on Earth, bigger than it's ever been, it sounds like, with Dwayne. This offering the new you song, that if a person is sincere and does these sessions in the morning when they wake up and before they go to bed for 10 or 15 minutes each day, showing that they really do want to connect with the real universal guides, it sounds like they'll see. If a person puts out the effort and wants to know what life's about, that's being the detective, and that they'll give us the clues, the hints that are needed if we pay attention. This big opportunity that is on the earth right at the present, or stick around in these psych realms to a worse and worse life experience, which maybe is needed. Maybe we've gone through it in one world or another. It's, who knows, unless you know. but it's something to be very grateful for. If a person tests and finds out for themselves that it's the real purpose in their life, why they're here, to become aware of what life's really is.
The real guides have a life of their own too. And this, we have a short window here. There's somebody that took the position. Dwayne was willing to volunteer and take this on. Big challenge for him. Sometimes there's nobody ready or nobody available. So that's when the world becomes really dark. And Rebazar was a torchbearer. He kept it, you know, it up, but he wasn't like Dwayne. I mean, he wasn't really interfacing with the public. And so we have this short window with Dwayne right now, because sometimes there's nobody either ready or willing to be out there taking that risk with the public. Because we see from past history, they don't want us here. The real guides have been destroyed in the past because the controllers don't like what we're talking about and what we're showing people, that is how to become more aware. So they have a life. The real guides have a life. They can... you know, we have this certain idea about angels and gods and Sutra, but they are awareness. They have places where they meet and they go, and it's they have a life, but it's bigger than anything that we can really imagine. And it relates to the seventh level and relates to the real universes. Being to being, a different type of relationship than what we're taught here in the world, which is basically a lot of drama. But being to being is very real, and that's what they have with each other. They have, you know, they're basically the same. I asked Dwayne, what's the difference between you and, say, Rebazar? He said, nothing. We're the same. So in the same in terms of, you know, part of the isness. They have different views, but they're still the essence, the isness is the same. We're all part of this reality. We just have different viewpoints. But in essence, we're the same. We're free beings of light. And, we can move around, we can recognize, we can do all kinds of things with this, first of all, knowledge, and then the recognition comes and the perception. And it's really an adventure like no other. You can't even, nobody's ever, we haven't even done this before in the history of mankind, what's going on right now. So it's up to each one of us to find his or her own adventure and step into it and go for it. Is that right, Lila?
Yes. Dwayne is speaking here. He says, when I was given the rod of power for the first time, I was shown that Paul Twitchell had presented what now out of date and needed a revision. Durwood, or Gerald, appointed to do the job originally, were not interested in the true reality, but that of religious ideas. The guides do not bother with the nonsense of these two, others like them. A person can be shown their dream visions, who really new ways, the rod of power. The rod of power was what Paul referred to And so now, that is the new nowness. It is the new wave. This true reality, the sound light reality from the all is, has become more so than it was in Paul's day. In other words, it is more exposed, and so, in a way, it becomes harder to see for most people, because they are even more ingrained in the old ways of priests, masters, and gurus. In the same instant, it is so much better for those who do perceive it now. It, as a mere example, can be the difference between what was once the Model T Ford and then coming into this between this era of supercharged cars. There really is a difference, and the same is with the all is, as it is having its own life and experience. Humans have been taught to conceive, and by doing so, they have boxed themselves according to their own wants and desires to where the gods seemingly must obey them. And so, a control over their gods, and especially others. Most people have, and they pray to something or someone, is an interruption, and the doer must reap the consequences. Here again is where people have been taught to go blindly with what others decide, who do not have the real experience and the real guides. The true reality is continually expanding with itself, whereas the church and their doctrines of obedience from the old dim and dusty past continue to add more regulations to bow to. The choice is simple: fly like the eagles or stay caged like an animal. All of us will be around forever, and so it only makes sense to be totally aware and unrestricted, and to have the material world and all that is contained here is of in its infancy state of affairs and will always be so. This is the reason for a person having dreams. They need to a way out of their passing dream, which is everyone thinks is the real of life, but it is not. And so a depth study of our life according to what is being shown to us constantly should be one's first priority. Those who do not dream or remember their experiences by practicing in the new sessions, they will start to have recollect as their real awareness steps in. And as the real guide gently reveals their new adventure to them, the ancient belief system, even though their taste teachings are based on dreams, but have a taboo on them because they do not want their followers to escape from the domain of the Kalam Yom God and his overly seductive mistress, the influence. Here is where the earthly systems have created their devils, those of other paths or teachings to keep their stranglehold of fear in their followers. That's right, Dean?
Yes, they certainly do try their best to hold us down. Stranglehold, and they're doing a good job, and a fine job, I would say. And they have the opportunity to wake up, too, as Duane always says. As they're listening, which I'm sure they are, to everything we're doing. But you have a chance also to make a turnaround and to do something of a benefit for yourself and for others. It's never too late. You can always do something better for yourself. It just takes time to do so. But the glamorous, the seductive part of the world here is calls to many people, and they listen and they go that way. So, and I can see that. It's just, and the good people of the world, they don't know where to turn. You know, they become, you know, they do humanitarian type things and feed the hungry, volunteer for things, but it doesn't get it. So it's that recognition, really, to get out of here. You can be here, but not here at the same time. And that's what this opportunity here is, this window of opportunity for everybody. It's not here. So, boy, you better just, you know, do something good for yourself here, you know. You know, wake up to what your real awareness is. There's part of you that is so wonderful. Portion of, I believe it was the book. It was you, Tim, that read, I think it was yesterday, where Dwayne was in the company of the other guides, and he saw him, this fellow in this light, and he looked to see it was him actually in the light. You know, the real awareness is just wonderful. I mean, it's beyond wonderful. Its view can be unlimited. We're slowly learning how to manage the personal self and get into this real awareness view, and that's the broader view. It's the one that will always be here. Lila mentioned in the book here, we're always going to be around, so we might as well make it an adventure. And if you want to go back to the pain, pleasure, cause and effect life, it's your choice, but there's just more grander adventures ahead or here. So everybody has access to it.
But until a person recognizes the subtleties of the influenced, they are at the mercy of all the suggestiveness she brings into a person's life. Here is where a type of science fiction scenario enters into a person's life. For the most part, who is going to believe that such a thing like the influenced exists? Most people have heard of the religious devils that seem to plague humans at times, but for the most part, most people scoff at the ideas. One must keep in mind the gods and the influence all the time there is, and so they are never in a hurry to accomplish what they want. And it's the overly stressed humans who keep thinking in their minds that if they work harder, they will get a lot further along. Here is where the influence uses time and space to her advantage to secure all those who are tied to the time elements. The human ego, along with the five bodies of man, are a huge, complicated network, far beyond that of any computer program. The movies of Tron and The Matrix, examples of the prisoner's lifestyle, the authoritarians and the influence want for mankind. In both movies, so many like them, there is no natural environment, but just a constant pressure to try and strive or be eliminated. The earth and all around worlds are set up the same way, as the masses have allowed the certain few to take control and be the power masters. I've had lifetimes of experience with the influence, and she will take on endless roles to try and get her way, especially with those who are trying to make their way out of these psychic realms. The unconscious mind of a person and how they have agreed to set themselves up already knows that it is not allowed to pass down to the personal mind of the physical. This is where the real awareness takes hold of their own life, as opposed to the dictates of old outlaws. At first, the mind is always stubborn, like a person who likes to eat a lot, that they must discipline themselves if they want to. The pleasure principle wants the sensation and taste of eating, but the real you wants a change. And when a change is decided, that means a person can see the long run if they continually abuse themselves. Most people will not take on the challenge of a change for themselves. And so, as their life continues for the longest time, they eventually start experiencing the effects. When we're young, we could eat all kinds of good-tasting things and never had a concern about what we're eating or the weight that we might take on or even the effects of what we liked. But as we quickly become older, the conditioning came with us, and now some people are looking at weight problems, diabetes, and other emotional behaviors that cannot be figured out. The medical profession seems to like the pill idea of drugging people. It really is a good business for those administrators and all the so-called miracle drugs and cures. It's for sure everything has its place. But here, there can be many avenues of opportunity to look at besides the artificial approach. Most people do not invest in what they are taking, but simply go with what the suggested officialness of the person. The new man is here to provide the real cure for all, which starts first with a person's dream visions that will definitely demonstrate a much better way to heal oneself. The conditioned sensor is one, usually offers a variety of substitutes instead of the straightforward truth as to what one is experiencing on other levels. So what comes from so much of our nightly visions is an exaggeration of funny stuff that must be seen in light to figure out. Until a person has connected with the real guides according to their personal earthly life, for the most part. Even the gods of man do not want their followers to see their wondrous heaven, because they want to keep their people to the earth and make them think that heaven is but a dream to consider, but not to reside in. If people were happy and content, then they do not need the gods of man. It would be like on earth, where a person is totally rich and they own their own island. They do not need to deal with political rulers and their foolish laws, with the earth being what it is, a person can have what they want for a while, but this place always catches up with one. Besides, our life here is so temporary. While we are living here, it seems as though our life will never end. But for us to leave, we then wonder why we didn't take the time to explore and discover why we came here in the first place. As one is ready to make the move into the next level and floods the new view with all that one has experienced during their pleasant life, which are just visions of memories along with some feelings. When a person is properly prepared, they are able to cross over with ease and leave all the past behind. The real guides prepare one as a professional. Becoming a doctor is a lot of learning and endurance, but the end result is something so substantial. And the same is with obtaining real freedom. Only it is a bigger course, that's for sure. Most of us have spent lifetimes trying to find the real guides to teach us how to get past all these psychic realms. And so now it's the time, and it can be so. There is always a conflict somewhere in the psychic realms. As a person ventures out unaware, they are leaving their body every night. Most people do not know they are traveling in their other bodies, let alone know that they even have other bodies. Until a person meets the real guides, they are usually doing a form of astral projection, a feeling of leaving the body from the solar plexus. Then there are those who feel the sensation of rising above their body and even experiencing flying in their dreams, as many of us have when we were young and unconditioned by the gravitational pull of the human unawareness. Every experience we have to our ability to better understand there is so much more to life than what has been created and seen on the surface world. When a person experiences the falling sensation in a dream and then suddenly is because they were outside of themselves and then they quickly re-entered. There is a dark force in the three lower levels, and it pertains to those who align themselves with it. I call this aspect the dualistic forces, the influence. To be influenced it, one must be willing to do so. All of us are influenced by something so much of the time. And so to have the control of our lives, it is to be able to recognize the influence and how it operates. During this lifetime, most will not see the influence for who she is, as she is a shadowy substance of a creature who has been produced from the wanting of her to be so. It is not that it's a female, but the female aspect does apply, as I and numerous others I know they have experienced. When I took the Rod of Power in 2001, I was first introduced to the influence by the boys, the guides. Since then, she has tried to sway me from presenting the real truth to this world because she works with those who do not want what I am presenting. to be even known. She loved Gerald Crony because Crone loves her. The dark side, the dualistic forces, is as automatic as the sun shining, as this force creates all the Maya in these three worlds. It is not that it is bad in any sense. It generates a dream of the physical realm and the two heavens of man. The religions have put a label to it and personified it as the devil. But it is a force that is part of the creative nature that we reside with while in these psychic realms. As we each have a body here and simply need to recognize, and then we can consciously deal with it without any harm. They do not understand their own gods and how they really work, as their gods play both sides of the portrayal of life here. Just as the Democrats appear to be in opposition, and the influence is everywhere with what is taking place. But once a person experiences the behind the scenes with the illusions they see here, it's all the same contrived and contrived setup. Here again is where a person can believe if they want to about what is taking place here. But it does not make any sense to do so.
Thank you, Lila. We have about 5 minutes. I'll make my last comment here, and we can have Tim comment and Lila, and then we'll finish. The real guides in it is they want us to be okay. The masters, gurus, spiritual teachers, generally they want followers and people to look up to them. And they like the control. Some are more sincere than others, but basically there's only so far you can go with these other teachers. The real guides want to see us succeed and be okay. I mean, from what I get, that's their joy, that's their fulfillment. It's truly to see somebody wake up is about the best thing one could see. So that's why we're doing what we're doing, to help others and to, it helps everybody at the same time. Tim, do you have anything to say, the last closing comments?
Yeah. It seems like this world is in the darkness, all right, and without the light, which you and Lila and Dwayne and Ava and those involved in the new presentation are giving out. It's like the real guides are aware of who is ready to have the opportunity to pay attention and test the new UU sessions. And I see it kind of like the moth being drawn to the light. And that's what this is all about, why Val and Lila and others are trying to share, spread this light in the darkness so people can become aware and have the opportunity to test for themselves.
Oh boy, as you finally do wake up, you are shocked, really, at what is going on in here, in this world. And once you see it, boy, you know that you're very, very special to have these, and very It's a wonderful opportunity to have these guides with us, Ribazar and many, many more. How fortunate we are that we have waked up and can see what's going on. And we don't have to stay here in all this darkness. There's always the light and what other people call heaven. Oh my goodness, that's hardly anything, because at the end of the life, if you really want to be guided out, you'll follow them, and it will, and you will be in a heaven that you never, never thought you could achieve, and so much more. Anyway, so it is. And we end the bedtime stories for Val. And thank you, Tim, so much for being with us. It's really wonderful to have you. Thank you. And sweet dreams, everyone. It's all for you.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Tim.
Happy dreams.
Okay. All right.